Welcome to the Andrew Cordell Show, where we discuss real money from real estate. Andrew Cordell gives advice based on firsthand experience. Andrew has experienced the peaks of the real estate market, the lows of the market crash of 2007, and he has taught himself how to rebuild his successful real estate business from scratch after he lost it all. He now helps others learn how to find their own success through his experience, mistakes, and triumphs. And now, your host, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, experienced investor with over 140 houses flipped in only 18 months, Andrew Cordell.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate, and I'm glad you're here with us today, as we got an awesome show in store for us. We're going to be talking a little bit about leveraging, as well as no money down inside of real estate. And then we're going to switch over and talk to a good friend of mine named Ted Wood, and sort of go through his success story in real estate and how he made money in real estate, and how you can sort of hopefully learn from some of his beginning real estate investing deals that he made as he talks through the show here. So I want to get started here a little bit about sort of what I entitled this, Why I Love Real Estate Investing. You know, real estate investing is a lot different from, let's say, stock investing or starting your own business type of investing, small business entrepreneurship. In the fact of, with real estate investing, it's one of the rare opportunities that you can basically use two things. Number one, you can use no money down to make money, which is absolutely unheard of. You know, you're taking no money and then applying it and in return making infinite money or infinite amount of return on that money. And then also I want to talk to you about leveraging. Real estate, as many of you know, is an awesome opportunity for you to leverage money inside of real estate as well. Those two things to me make real estate very, very intriguing for anybody looking to make money inside of real estate, because it opens up the door for some of you listening today. It opens the door for you if you don't have a lot of money to invest in any type of investment. Real estate is one of those rare vehicles that allows you to still participate in and not only make money in it, but make a very, very a lot of money inside of that. And I'll give you an example, just me personally here, in the fact of, as many of you know, you hear me talking about, in an 18-month period, I personally did 146 deals inside of real estate. And that's a lot of transactions happening each and every month. The majority of those were buy, fix, and sells. And then I had some wholesale deals as well inside of those. But that's about 8 to 9 deals per month that I'm making, or that I'm doing, I should say. And what I want to tell you about those 8 to 9 deals that I was doing right there is a couple things. Number one, out of all 146 houses I did in that time period there, I used zero of my own money. And I also use zero of my own credit as well. So when you look at real estate investing and you think, well, Andrew, how in the world can you do 146 deals with none of your own money? Because if you can, if you're listening today, if you can find a way that you can take right where you're at, not put any of your own money into real estate, do maybe like I did, 146 deals, and I'm not saying you got to do them in 18 months, but what if you did them in 10 years? If you did 146 deals in 10 years and use none of your own money, you know, how does that profit from those deals make your either retirement look or maybe make your future look when it comes to your financial future here? So those are really two real huge reasons of why I love real estate. I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into how I was able to do those deals with no money. And then after that, I'm going to switch it over and sort of talk about how leveraging can also work inside of real estate investing as well, because I think that these two components are probably the two most critical components of why I love real estate investing more than, say, stock investing, mutual funds, gold, silver, precious metals, whatever you want to say there, type of investing, small businesses, franchises, et cetera. Okay, so let me go back into a little bit of these 146 deals. So one of the ways that I do the no money down, and I know of two, what I'll say, extremely popular ways that people use no money down to real estate invest, and I use both of them in these scenarios here out of my 146 deals. So I'll walk through both of them with you. So one way that you go about it is what they call a joint venture or a joint venture agreement, or a lot of times you may hear the slang word of JV. It's a JV, which stands for joint venture. So the way that works is, if you're driving around, and probably if I ask you, do you know where a vacant property is that maybe you drive by on your way to work or as you're going to your kid's school or soccer games or something, but there's that random property that you see and maybe it's boarded up or the grass is overgrown in the front yard, but it's been there and it's a vacant property and you want to buy, fix, and sell that property. You've seen it done on TV. You've seen other people do it. Maybe you got some friends that have done it before and you think, man, if I could figure out that property, if I had the money, I could buy that property, fix it up, and then sell that property and make a good profit. And just for the record right now, with Realty Tracks, a new stat that was just released, an average profit on a flip is $102,000 is the average profit you're having right now on a buy, fix, and sell. And that's sourced by Realty Track. So again, if you look at that, and we'll use that number just because that's the average that's out there right now. It is not what I made on all of my deals, but it's just the average that is pulled by Realty Track. So, you know, if an average deal right now is profiting you $102,000, and you could get into that deal with no money out of your pocket, obviously the amount of return there is absolutely insane. So what I began to do was I didn't have enough money to start off real estate investing. So what I did was I found the property and I connected with people that had money but did not want to do the headache and the hassle and the hustle of taking that property, fixing it up, and then selling it again. They actually lived out of state, many, many, many states away, almost across the nation, actually. But they had a good amount of money, and they were looking to invest that money, but they wanted it secured, and they wanted a great return on it, right? That's not uncommon in America. Is if someone's trying to make a passive investment, they're looking for a great return, and they're looking for security. And real estate will provide that investor those two items. I can use real estate to provide the investor who has the cash. I can give him great security in the property, and I can give him the potential of a great percentage or profit or return on his investment, ROI, of his investment with real estate. Again, it's one of those things that make real estate so unique and so different from any other thing. Because if that same investor were to take $100,000, let's say, that we need to do this deal and put that same $100,000 inside of stock, he has no security, if you will, inside of that $100,000. He doesn't get a hard asset back in return. He owns shares of the stock that's out there, and that stock can go up or down. But with real estate, if he takes that $100,000 and puts inside of real estate, he actually owns a hard asset, meaning that it is extremely, extremely, extremely difficult for him to actually lose any of his initial principal that he's invested inside of that deal. It's extremely difficult. I'm not saying it's never been done. I'm just telling you that from an outside investor that's putting their money inside of a hard asset, that you're buying it on the asset itself on 40 cents on the dollars, it's very hard for him, the investor, to lose his initial investment. Not only that, to be honest with you, it's hard for him not to make money on that investment. Even if you absolutely screw the deal up because you've bought it at such a discounted price, it makes it almost impossible for you, the buy, fix, and sell person. Even if you screw it up, he's probably still going to make money on this deal. But the chance of him losing his principal is really unrealistic. So, and just to clarify here, I don't ever believe in guarantees or personal guarantees. Even if I am using a JV, I'm not personally guaranteeing that deal because it is investing and anything can happen in investing. I'm just giving you the overall opinion of look at what you're buying. You're buying a house at 40, 35, 40, 45 cents on the dollar from what it's worth or what it can be worth as well. So going back to understanding why real estate investing is so unique with using no money down. So what I do is I have the property that I've located that I know is I can buy it. It's a foreclosure or a bank-owned property. It's a vacant property. I could buy this property if I had the cash. I could rehab this property and sell it for, again, just using Realty Track, $102,000 worth of profit. So what I did was I connected those two dots there, basically, and I played, if you will, the middleman. And I said, hey, listen, you have a good amount of cash here that you're looking to invest, and I have a good opportunity here, which is, you know, this buy, fix, and sell property that I've located. We can get it on, you know, 35 cents on the dollar. We can buy this property, and I'll just use some generic numbers here, but we can buy it for, let's say, $60,000, and we're going to need about $40,000 in rehab cost for this property. So I'm going to need a total of $100,000 to do this transaction, and in return, we can sell it, let's say, for $200,000. and have a nice profit margin, gross profit in there of $100,000 on this transaction. And again, I'm just using generic terms right now, or generic numbers, I should say. And so what happens is this investor, I put the two pieces together, and the investor comes in, puts his money down, buys this house, and provides me the funding to rehab this property, and then I sell this property, and when we sell the property, we have some sort of profit sharing that happens inside this transaction. Now, this is incredible because I will use zero of my own money. I will have no monthly payments. I will have no overhead. I will have no outgo cost. I will have nothing really but my time and knowledge invested in this deal, and I will make in return basically an infinite amount of return on this deal without using any of my own money inside this transaction. Now, right when we come back from break, I want to continue this conversation and show you how this transaction works, because again, this is an incredible opportunity. If you're sitting there today and you don't have a lot of money, but you want to get involved in real estate, this is an incredible way to do it. I'm going to show you how as soon as we come back from the break here. If you are listening in and you'd like to receive a free copy of my Amazon best-selling book, The 12 Strategies Inside of Real Estate Investing, you can call into 1-800-537-3440 and receive a free copy of my Amazon best-selling book. All you have to do is simply pay shipping and handling of only $1.95. So as long as you pay $1.95, you'll receive a brand new free copy of my Amazon best-selling book. We'll ship it out to you, and I encourage you to get that as well as read through that book, because inside that book, I go through and explain the 12 different strategies inside real estate investing, whether that you're interested in multifamily or whether you're interested in buy, fix, and sell, what we're talking about today, or maybe you're interested in being the private lender lending the money, or maybe you're interested in rental properties or wholesale or subject to. So it's a great way for you to learn about real estate investing. Coming up right after the break, we're going to be talking about how to make money with no money out of pocket.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show.
The problem with the American dream is waking up in your 40s stuck in a nightmare, working too many hours for too little money. What if you could break that cycle, supplement your income, and actually sock away some money for retirement? Or better yet, be your own boss. Keep more of what you make because you're working for you. Well, now you can, and people just like you are doing it right here in Making Money Now Without Risking Any of Their Own Money. Find out how in Andrew Cordell's brand new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line. The cost? Zero. Andrew has arranged for his sponsors to help pay for shipping and handling. Just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Live the American dream on your terms, starting with a simple phone call. Call 1-800-524-0720 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-0720 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-0720 now. That's 1-800-524-0720.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Radio Show, where we're talking about real money from real estate. I've got my good friend and great investor, Preston Despinus, on the phone. Preston, are you there?
I'm here, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Man, I appreciate you coming back on the phone. We had a lot of good reports about you last time from our listeners about with you and your company at Growth Equity Group. I appreciate you taking the time out to hit us up again on the radio show. And as soon as I can, I'm going to peg you for a whole hour show so we can talk about what you guys do. Hey, listen, I want to talk to the listeners about a strategy of investment that truthfully a lot of investors don't know about, especially people that are looking to maybe not be a full-time investor, but they're trying to get their retirement accounts built up. And I love seeing the look on people's faces when you start introducing the self-directed world to investors. And I know you guys do this probably more than anybody out there, but Preston, take some time, talk to us about self-directed investments, how it works, how people can get involved in it. And before he goes, guys, listen, Preston at Growth Equity Group, they've done over close to 3,000 houses since 2007. If you want to look them up, go to growthequitygroup.com. Again, it's growthequitygroup.com, 866-904-3333. And that's 866-904-3336 to get more information. Now, Preston, talk to us about self-directed.
Yeah, I mean, self-direction is probably my favorite subject as a real estate investor because it's such a little-known strategy that people can actually use and utilize their retirement dollars for investment into real estate. So I love opening people's eyes to this strategy because they really can create greater results inside their retirement account, and there's further protections for them. I mean, right now we're seeing an influx of a huge amount of investors who are switching and transferring funds from traditional investments because our stock market is highly volatile, and they're looking for safe havens for their nest egg. So what we do is we're helping them actually make those investments out of their self-directed retirement account, where they can purchase real estate with tenants already in place, with non-recourse financing already in place, with management already in place, and our GEG Manager software program that won the Chicago Innovation Award is in place as well for all of our clients.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to self-directed investments, again, I think it's such a foreign concept to so many investors, but they can take their money that they have for their retirement account, and instead of just putting it into a stock market and hoping that a money market or a mutual fund produces a result for them, and like you said, the stock is always volatile, they can actually buy a hard asset. That is, especially if they buy the asset from you guys, who actually studies and puts energy into finding the emerging markets, they can put their investment money into a hard asset. But not only that, they can leverage it by getting your guys' in-house non-recourse loans at 5-6% for their investments, right?
Absolutely. It's phenomenal what we're able to do with that client's investment dollars because of the leverage that we have in place. I mean, $100,000, $250,000 with us is going to buy them, $300,000-$500,000 worth of real estate, depending on the project. So it's, what you're doing is you're increasing the value of your account almost overnight as well because of that leverage that's in place. So not only are you generating cash flow returns, but you're generating, principal reduction on your non-recourse mortgages of each property, and you're appreciating on those assets as well. So when you start looking at the types of returns that you're able to create in that tax-advantaged account, it's quite phenomenal when those returns start compounding.
Yeah, for sure.
And what really usually floors people is when I tell them that they've been able to do this since 1974.
Yeah,
that's over 40 years that you didn't know that you could do this.
Yeah, for sure. As I said, I love seeing the people's expressions when they find out how self-directed works. Now, again, we're talking about how you as an investor, a lot of times investors think that they have to have money in their savings account or checking account to buy real estate, when in fact they can use the current money they have inside of their retirement accounts to buy a hard asset which produces them monthly cash flow inside of an emerging market that's appreciating with management in place. Now, tell me a little bit about your equity IRA and how someone can transfer funds into a self-directed account.
Yeah, equity IRA is kind of an arm of our company that establishes self-directed accounts for all of our clients. So they take care of all the customer service on that side of the business, where they're able to reach someone anytime, really day or night, to get their questions answered on the account setup side of things, so that they're opening the correct accounts and so that they're transferring funds into their newly established self-directed accounts without, having tax burden. Some people want to roll from traditional to Roth, which is fine, but you need to realize that there's a tax burden there. So most of the time we're educating them on how to move their funds into an account that actually allows for the purchase of real estate without having that tax liability.
Yeah, for sure. Because you have to have a self-directed account set up to be able to invest your retirement accounts. That's also important to know. So if you want more information about how to set up your self-directed IRA or about Growth Equity, simply call 866-904-3336 or visit them at growthequitygroup.com. We're going to come back after this short break here and talk about how you can make money inside of real estate.
We'll be right back on The Andrew Cordell Show.
Money may not buy happiness, but with enough money, you can buy whatever makes you happy. An ordinary job won't get you there, but an extraordinary book will. Andrew Cordell's new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line, tells in plain English how to make more money and create wealth from real estate. And we'll send you the book free if you call us now at 1-800-524-4284. Get your free copy of the book full of easy-to-understand ideas to help you build wealth without risking any of your own money. Andrew's sponsors have graciously offered to help pay for shipping and handling. All you pay is $195, and they'll cover the rest. You don't need a great credit rating either. You just need to want it, and you need to ask for it. Call 1-800-524-4284 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-4284 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-4284. That's 1-800-524-4284. Again, that's 1-800-524-4284.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. And we're back now after the break. And if you were there listening to me just before, we went off a little bit of soapbox about publicity when it comes to marketing your properties and talking about the for sale by owners. Hopefully, I didn't upset anybody. But then again, if I did, it's probably for a reason there. Okay. So I want to get back into these four P's of real estate. If you're just tuning in, I've been covering the four P's, which is price, product, publicity, and presentation. And right now we're on publicity. If you want to catch the other two episodes, just go to my website, andrewcordell.com, click on radio, and you can listen to the other P's, which is sort of the foundational pieces when it comes to flipping a property. So before I dive into the actual publicity part of it now, I also just want to remind you, our next segment is going to be with Preston, the founder of Growth Equity Group. He's going to be talking about how you can make money using your retirement, whether it be 401k, IRA, Roth IRA. He'll show you, talk about investing with real estate using your retirement in self-directed investments. And then also, I want to make this available for everybody. You know, there's all different types of investing out there when it comes to real estate. And I just wrote an Amazon best-selling book called Cashflow Finish Line, The 12 Strategies of Real Estate Investing. And I'm going to give you a free copy of that book. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling of $1.95. That's it. And I will ship you out a book of my Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line, The 12 Strategies of Real Estate Investing. Inside of this book, I basically cover the 12 different strategies inside of real estate investing, and I teach you the pros and cons of all these different strategies. Now, not every single strategy you should go and apply, but what it does is it gives you a really good overview of the different strategies inside of real estate investing. It allows you to read them, figure out which one you like, figure out which one you identify the most with, and then continue your education on that strategy or that topic inside of real estate investing. I think it's an absolute wonderful book, as it gives you a very good picture and a sort of a high-level view of how you can make money inside of real estate. So again, if you want a free copy of it, simply call 1-800-537-3440. I'll give you that number again, 1-800-537-3440, and you can get a free copy of my Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line. Again, that's 800-537-3440. Remember, though, you have to pay $1.95 for shipping and handling. All right. Now, let's get into the four P's here when it comes to publicity. I sort of went off on the soapbox about publicity and the for sale by owner. Look, when you get finished with your property and you've made this investment, you put your time into it, you put your energy into it, you put your money into it, you've brought in some lenders, you found this property, you did the rehab, it's now time to sell the property. Remember, real estate is about getting in and getting out of the deal, not getting in the deal and then waiting as long as possible to sell this property. You want to get in and get out. The other reason that it's so important to get in and out of a real estate transaction and not delay the process by not using publicity to market your property through a real estate agent is because you also don't know what's going to happen in the market or that neighborhood or the economy in those 4 or 5 months that you're holding your property trying to save your commissions on. So it's much better to get in and get out, because when you get out, you know you got your cash back and you're on to the next deal versus you're stuck in this property maybe for four or five more months, something crashes in the economy, and now you're stuck with this property that you were trying to sell. So again, real estate is all about getting in and out. When it comes to real estate publicity, you know, times have changed. Real estate has changed. And so the saying used to go something along the lines of this. Where does the sale start when it comes to real estate, or selling real estate, whether it be an investment or a regular house? Where does a sale begin? And that answer was always curb appeal, because a sale began at curb appeal. When the potential buyer drove up to the property to buy your property, the sale began right then, because if you can't get them out of the car, you're not going to get them to buy the property. So you had to have a really nice exterior of the property so that you could, when they drove up, they wanted to get out and see what it was there. So the sale began at curb appeal. However, times have changed now. And now the the sale does not begin at curb appeal. The sale begins online. Most buyers find their properties online, view their properties online, look through all the photos, and they know pretty much everything about your house before they ever even show up to it. So the sale begins now online, not at curb appeal. So it's very, very important that you take the right pictures inside of your property. Pictures are so crucial into getting buyers to your house. And remember, the more buyers you draw into your property, the more the odds of you receiving an offer goes up. It's just a numbers game. It's common sense. If I send two potential buyers into my house, or I send 50 potential buyers in my house, where do I have the better odds to get an offer or a contract on my property? Well, duh, I have a better opportunity if I've drawn 50 people in there. One of the ways you have to do that is photography. You have to use the right photography or videographer inside of this transaction to make sure you're drawing the people in. Remember, your buyers will see the property online way before they ever come to the property. Not only will they see it before, they will tend to make a decision whether or not they even want to see your property or not. They're getting bombarded by these listings from their agent saying, look at this property, look at this property, look at this property, look at this property. You have to make that cut. You have to make the cut that says, hey, out of these 50 properties, we want to go look at these 5 houses. You got to make that cut first before you even get to basically play ball. All right, guys, I'm not going to cover a presentation. I'm going to come back after the break with Preston on Growth Equity Group. Stay tuned, how you can make money with your self-directed IRA.
Listen up, America. Are you interested in discovering proven real estate investment techniques that can create life-changing wealth? Andrew Cordell, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, has just published a brand new Amazon best-selling book to give you a market edge on making money in your own backyard. In his book, Cashflow Finish Line, you'll quickly learn the top 12 strategies for making money in real estate today. Discover how to do profitable deals that don't require you lift a paintbrush, but give you fixed returns that can create cash flow and long-term wealth. Call 1-800-524-1365 now to get Andrew's new book absolutely free. Andrew's sponsors are now helping to pay for shipping and handling. You just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Plus, as a bonus, call 800-524-1365 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Learn and earn with Andrew Cordell by calling 1-800-524-1365. That's 1-800-524-1365 to get your free book today.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Radio Show, where we're talking about real money from real estate. I've got my good friend and great investor, Preston Despinus, on the phone. Preston, are you there?
I'm here, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Man, I appreciate you coming back on the phone. We had a lot of good reports about you last time from our listeners about you and your company at Growth Equity Group. I appreciate you taking the time out to hit us up again on the radio show. And as soon as I can, I'm going to peg you for a whole hour show so we can talk about what you guys do. Hey, listen, I want to talk to the listeners about a strategy of investment that truthfully a lot of investors don't know about, especially people that are looking to maybe not be a full-time investor, but they're trying to get their retirement accounts built up. And I love seeing the look on people's faces when you start introducing the self-directed world to investors. And I know you guys do this probably more than anybody out there, but Preston, take some time, talk to us about self-directed investments, how it works, how people can get involved in it. And before he goes, guys, listen, Preston at Growth Equity Group, they've done over close to 3,000 houses since 2007. If you want to look them up, go to growthequitygroup.com. Again, it's growthequitygroup.com, 866-904-3333. And that's 866-904-3336 to get more information. Now, Preston, talk to us about self-directed.
Yeah, I mean, self-direction is probably my favorite subject as a real estate investor because it's such a little-known strategy that people can actually use and utilize their retirement dollars for investment into real estate. So I love opening people's eyes to this strategy because they really can create greater results inside their retirement account, and there's further protections for them. I mean, right now we're seeing an influx of a huge amount of investors who are switching and transferring funds from traditional investments because our stock market is highly volatile, and they're looking for safe havens for their nest egg. So what we do is we're helping them actually make those investments out of their self-directed retirement account, where they can purchase real estate with tenants already in place, with non-recourse financing already in place, with management already in place, and our GEG Manager software program that won the Chicago Innovation Award is in place as well for all of our clients.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to self-directed investments, again, I think it's such a foreign concept to so many investors, but they can take their money that they have for their retirement account, and instead of just putting it into a stock market and hoping that a money market or a mutual fund produces a result for them, and like you said, the stock is always volatile, they can actually buy a hard asset. That is, especially if they buy the asset from you guys, who actually studies and puts energy into finding the emerging markets, they can put their investment money into a hard asset, but not only that, they can leverage it by getting your guys' in-house non-recourse loans at 5-6% for their investments, right?
Absolutely. It's phenomenal what we're able to do with that client's investment dollars because of the leverage that we have in place. I mean, $100,000 to $250,000 with us is going to buy them, you know, $300,000 to $500,000 worth of real estate, depending on the project. So it's, you know, what you're doing is you're increasing the value of your account almost overnight as well because of that leverage that's in place. So not only are you generating cash flow returns, but you're generating, you know, principal reduction on your non-recourse mortgages of each property, and you're appreciating on those assets as well. So when you start looking at the types of returns that you're able to create in that tax-advantaged account, it's quite phenomenal when those returns start compounding.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know what really usually floors people is when I tell them that they've been able to do this since 1974.
Yeah,
that's over 40 years that you didn't know that you could do this.
Yeah, for sure. As I said, I love seeing the people's expressions when they find out how self-directed works. Now, again, we're talking about how you as an investor, a lot of times investors think that they have to have money in their savings account or checking account to buy real estate, when in fact they can use the current money they have inside of their retirement accounts to buy a hard asset which produces them monthly cash flow inside of an emerging market that's appreciating with management in place. Now, tell me a little bit about your equity IRA and how someone can transfer funds into a self-directed account.
Yeah, equity IRA is kind of an arm of our company that establishes self-directed accounts for all of our clients. So they take care of all the customer service on that side of the business, where you know they're able to reach someone anytime, really day or night, to get their questions answered on the account setup side of things, so that they're opening the correct accounts and so that they're transferring funds into their newly established self-directed accounts without, you know, having tax burden. Some people want to roll from traditional to Roth, which is fine, but you need to realize that there's a tax burden there. So most of the time we're educating them on how to move their funds into an account that actually allows for the purchase of real estate without having that tax liability.
Yeah, for sure. Because you have to have a self-directed account set up to be able to invest your retirement accounts. That's also important to know. So if you want more information about how to set up your self-directed IRA or about growth equity, simply call 866-904-3336 or visit them at growthequitygroup.com. We're going to come back after this short break here and talk about how you can make money inside of real estate.
We'll be right back on The Andrew Cordell Show.
The problem with the American dream is waking up in your 40s stuck in a nightmare, working too many hours for too little money. What if you could break that cycle, supplement your income, and actually sock away some money for retirement? Or better yet, be your own boss. Keep more of what you make because you're working for you. Well, now you can, and people just like you are doing it right here in Making Money Now Without Risking Any of Their Own Money. Find out how in Andrew Cordell's brand new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line. The cost? Zero. Andrew has arranged for his sponsors to help pay for shipping and handling. Just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Live the American dream on your terms, starting with a simple phone call. Call 1-800-524-0720 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-0720 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-0720 now. That's 1-800-524-0720.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show, talking about real money made from real estate investing. And man, just had a great segment there with Preston from Growth Equity Group, and I hope you guys were able to tune in during that segment, as it was some really cool investing about, again, Roth IRA invested, or what they call self-directed investing, basically using your retirement as a way to buy real estate investing and create monthly cash flow while also holding onto a hard asset. A lot different from stock investing or mutual fund investing. Obviously, I love self-directed investing. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach back out to Preston and Growth Equity Group out of Chicago. Now, I want to pick back up into publicity as we're covering the four P's of real estate. It's so funny because, you know, I drop all these notes. I have all these notes sitting here on my desk about things I want to cover. And every time I do a show, I'm like, okay, I'm going to for sure get publicity and presentation in. I remember when I did the first segment on the four P's, at one point I thought I was going to cover all four P's in one actual show. And here we are on the third show, and I'm only going to get through the third P. And I could have easily, I feel like I'm skipping all kinds of information here that I could continue to cover on each of these. It's just amazing how much just content and education there is if you're trying to become a real estate investor, and all the different ways that you can make sure you're successful when it comes to real estate investing. So I'm not going to be able to cover presentation today. I'll cover on another show. It'd be the final show we do on the four P's of real estate investing. But I want to make sure I'm able to teach about publicity. I left off talking about photography. And, you know, when it comes to real estate, the sale begins online. So it's crucially important that you are making sure you put your best foot forward when it comes to this. And I want to explain this. The process of what happens here is when someone's interested in buying a house, okay? And I'm going to show you this because to be a successful investor, you have to put your, you have to be able to think as your customer thinks, right? For you to be a good at moving your product or moving the house that you're flipping, whether it be rental, wholesale, or buy, fix, and sell, it doesn't matter to me, or really any type of business, you have to understand your customer's mindset. And the more you can understand your customer's mindset, the more you can put yourself in front of your customer. So what I did as I was doing all my flips is I thought through the entire process of what my customer is going to go through and how do I make sure I present myself and get in front of them the best way. So when it came to publicity, it was a matter of my customer identifies they want to buy a property, identifies where they want to buy it, identifies what price point they want to buy in. Now, I can't control that. They control that. But once they have that information, if my house fits in that criteria, okay, now I'm at least connected in the same ballpark, if you will, with this person. They have identified they want to buy a house, and my house is in the area they want to buy in. It's the size that they're looking for, and it's the price point they want to look for. Okay, but not only is my house there, also there may be another 50 to 75 other houses that also match that criteria. So what happens is they hire a real estate agent, which they're not paying. I'll have to pay for, but they hire a real estate agent. The agent then begins to shoot them over listings of any property that fits in the criteria that they're looking for. And that's all done automated. So that potential buyer is receiving updates constantly via email of, hey, here's a house for sale that meets your criteria. Inside of that, it has all the photos of the property. And so what happens is the buyer, potential buyer, clicks through the photos and says, hey, I like this house, or no, don't like it. No, don't like it. Yes, I like the house. What they begin to do is create a list of houses that they want to see, actually go by now and visit inside of, schedule an appointment and go inside of, maybe that weekend or 3 days down the road or whatever it is. They have a day. They say, okay, on Saturday, we're going to go look at houses. And so they receive 40, 50, 60 different houses. They then pick out the house they want to go see, and you have to make that cut first. So the best way to do that is have the best photography. So many of my investor friends, again, it's always about nickel and diming everything. They want to take the photos themselves, and they're not a photographer. They don't know how to take photos, but by God, they're not going to pay for it. And or they have an agent, and the agent is not as concerned about your property as you are. Now I'm for agents. Don't get me wrong. I'm totally endorsing real estate agents, but the real estate agent, maybe they're just taking the photos themselves, and they're not really a trained photographer either. So what I did was I hired a trained photographer. I pay him $200 a house. It's just part of my outgo. Okay, I don't put it on the real estate agent, and I don't assume the responsibility to do it either. I hire a professional photographer, $200. He goes at the right time of the day with the right lighting. He brings extra lights. And he shoots my house for me. Now, not only does he shoot my house, but I had a set criteria that I wanted, right? I wanted whatever, you know, 75 photos total. And I wanted, you know, my MLS would allow me to have, you know, whatever it was, 18 photos on my MLS. So I said, I want 18 photos and here's the photos that I'm looking for, right? I want 4 photos of my kitchen. I want my bathrooms, front of the house. And I gave him a list of exactly what I was looking for when it came to photos. And I said, now out of these 18 photos that you're going to take for me, I want these 18 photos what I call magazine ready, which means he would then, once he had the 18 photos identified, he would then take those 18 photos and clean them. I don't mean that he would put fake stuff in it, okay? I don't mean he would cover up holes, right? I mean he would take out glares, he would take out shadows, he would take out reflections, anything that really wasn't supposed to sort of be in that photo, he would make the magazine-ready photos, high-quality magazine-ready photos, and I would put those on the MLS. So when you looked at my house that was for sale, and you looked at the house, my competitor's house, who took their photos maybe with their iPhone at the wrong time of day, and then you looked at my photos, which were taken by a professional with unique angles. They would always have step ladders, so they would be having angles from up high, angles from low, around sort of. They would take maybe a kitchen and split it in two, and then put the kitchen together, sort of splice it in the photo. Or maybe I had a really big basement, and they would take two photos and splice them together. And those are the photos you were seeing on my website. So again, make sure you take the right photos when it comes to publicity. Do not cut corners in this area. Guys, again, I can't even cover all the stuff I have here for publicity. But I will tell you that publicity is very, very important. Hire a real estate agent. Use the MLS. Use the MLS. Do not do a for sale by owner. Use the MLS. Hire a real estate agent. Make sure you have the right photography. I pay for it. If I was you, I would also pay for it if I was you, because you will increase the amount of people in the house. When you increase the amount of people in the house, you increase the odds of you getting a contract, even getting multiple offers, and then having those people up their offers so that you get more money out of this transaction as well. All right, guys, again, I appreciate you listening in to today's show about making money inside of real estate investing. Again, if you want to become a member of NARI, the National Association of Real Estate Investors, which I founded, has over 6,000 members internationally. It's only $1 a day, and you receive some incredible information and content on how you can become a real estate investor. I want you to call in and get information about it. Call 1-800-537-3440. See you tomorrow, same time, same station.
Thanks for listening to the Andrew Cordell Show, where we earn real money in real estate. For more information, go to www.andrewcordell.com.